Starting in 2027, California will join Washington State, Colorado, Oregon, and Vermont in allowing the burial process that turns human remains into compost. The process involves placing the deceased into a steel box with flowers and biodegradable materials like wood chips for 30 to 60 days, which breaks the body down into soil. Democratic Southern California Assemblymember Christina Garcia authored the bill. She said natural burials are green. They're more environmentally sound than traditional burials, which can leach chemicals into the ground, or cremation, which uses fossil fuels and releases earth-warming carbon dioxide. Garcia says her bill sparked conversation in her own family.
You know, it's really hard for us to talk about our mortality, to talk about death. I'm a caretaker for my parents, and we've been forced to have those discussions. And it's great to be able to have that discussion so that when that time comes, and I hope it's no time soon, I can respect their wishes and I'm not lost about, you know, what would they want me to do.
According to Garcia, if every California resident chose natural organic reduction, or NOR, as their preferred burial method, it would save 2.5 million metric tons of CO2 over 10 years. Garcia says that's equal to the energy required to power 225,000 homes for 1 year, or growing 65 million trees over 10 years. The company Earth Funeral has locations in Washington and Oregon, where the practice has been legal since 2019. The company says it has received inquiries from California since their locations first opened. Carolyn Mazes is Earth Funeral co-founder and CEO. She says it's the same process as composting.
A natural organic reduction or soil transformation is a green alternative to cremation and traditional burial. Over the course of about 30 to 45 days, the body is gently and naturally transformed into about a cubic yard of nutrient-rich soil. The underlying science is that of composting, and so we are balancing the carbon to nitrogen ratios, and we're creating the perfect conditions for that to happen. And so we're monitoring things like the moisture level, the aeration, and the temperature.
Natural funeral proponents say people opting for this environmentally friendly process of human composition want to return their bodies to nature and have loved ones visit them as part of nature. I'm Pamela Estrada for KPFA.